So, if you think back to when you were in your kindergarten through 12th grade education, how many of your principals or vice principals, how many of your campus administrators can you really vividly remember? I can remember a few. I can remember the middle school principal who always started the announcements with a
"Good morning, Bastrop Middle School!"
And of course, I remember the ones who were friendly, who I got to see a lot for this or that reason, being a part of a certain club or doing a certain activity or whatever. And now some of you listening may be campus administrators yourself. And what you know that I didn't back when I was in school is how an administrator can have a holistic influence on not just a school community, but the broader community of which the school is a part. What I'm saying is, administrators have a vital role in affecting the lives of not just every student who comes through the doors of your campus, not just the staff and the teachers, but also the broader community. Leadership is a topic we are focusing on at this year's 2021 TCEA Convention and Exposition online this year. There's still time to sign up, by the way. And one of our featured focus thought leaders is Hamish Brewer. He's something of an expert on campus leadership, and he's known for encouraging his students to be relentless, to make their voices heard. And it's not just some person in a suit standing in the office telling you to make your voices heard. He's also famous for being heavily tattooed, for skateboarding, and for doing lots of other cool, radical things that those principals I remember probably couldn't do. But he also has a lot of insight on transforming student outcomes, creating student success campus-wide. That's why we invited him to our convention as a featured focus speaker. But because you're a member of the EdTech Club, we're going to give you a little preview of Principal Brewer's talk. So, to borrow a phrase from Principal Wallace,
"Good morning, EdTech Club!"
And get ready for our discussion with Hamish Brewer, talking about leadership, talking about his path to success, and what he's going to share at our convention. That's all coming up in this meeting of the EdTech Club, and it all starts right now. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another meeting of the EdTech Club, the podcast from TCEA. This week, we're giving you a preview of the 2021 TCEA convention and our featured focus speaker. But you don't need to hear any more from me. I'll let him introduce himself.
I'm Hamish Brewer, the relentless skateboarding tattooed principal. I am the principal at Fred Lynn Middle School, and I've been a secondary and elementary principal at both levels, and been in education what's starting to feel like a long time now. So that's the short and skinny of who I am, but I'm just passionate about elevating the voices of our communities and our students and our educators and just amplifying their voice and opportunities to be great.
And you are an administrator in Virginia, correct?
Yes, sir. Virginia. Yes. In Prince William County. I think we're like the 34th biggest school division in the U.S. and we'd be around the second biggest in the state of Virginia.
And forgive me if this is a rude question, but you don't sound like you're from Virginia. There must have been some story about how you got there, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little bit of an expat. I am not from Virginia, but I really am from Virginia these days after being in Virginia for the best part of 20 years now, Northern Virginia. Fredericksburg, probably about 45 minutes outside of from the capital. But my school is probably about 20 minutes on a good day from the White House. But traffic in Northern Virginia, that 20 minutes can be the longest 2 hours of your life. But no, originally, you know what? I'm originally from New Zealand, Kiwi. And I packed my bags one day, went backpacking, and wanted to had this goal of teaching around the world and stop and teach. I stopped in the U.S. and so fortunate at the time I met my wife, and that was it. Wow. And never left. So very fortunate, very excited about the opportunities. You know, sometimes I think of myself as another one of those people that was so fortunate to live the American dream. You know, I'm really, you know, I've been afforded so many amazing opportunities in my career and my life as a result of settling in Virginia.
Mm. And it seems that, you know, you've taken advantage of those opportunities. It's not always an easy thing to do, to recognize them or to build on them. So that's kind of part of your message, too. One of the things you're known for talking about that you mentioned, and one thing you'll be talking about at the convention, is this notion of encouraging people and students especially to be relentless. Now, I think everybody has an emotional or connotative or even, you know, definition meaning of that in their mind. But when you say that, when you're encouraging students to be relentless, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's really about the opportunity factor, right? And affording kids and students and teachers and educators and even your community, affording them to realize the opportunities that are in front of them, the opportunities for greatness, to try and be the very best version of yourself that day, tomorrow, and into the future, and helping kids realize dreams they may have and taking down barriers and giving them those opportunities to have it come true, just as it did for me. I struggled at school and went through a lot of adversity at school and growing up. And, you know, so I see myself a lot in the many of the children that I help serve each and every day. And I believe that, you know, a huge part of my legacy is not things like test scores and things like that. It's about the type of people my students become and the characteristics and the community service and the opportunity to give back, and the outcome of that in the long run is, you know, really how you want to be measured in that. And that's really legacy, you know, and seeing our kids go on to do great things and become the next great fighters for what's right, and seeing them be great mothers and fathers. And, you know, that's really where it all lies, you know, that you're living your most passionate, purposeful life, that you're growing each and every day professionally and personally, and working just to enjoy that moment we have, but also strive for things down the track.
And taking advantage of opportunities must also mean acknowledging challenges when they occur. And I know in education, just like everywhere else in society right now, there feels like a lot of challenges. As an administrator, you also sit at this intersection, right, of competing visions or needs or requirements. You have parents and families in the community. You have school boards. You have other administrators. You have staff and teachers. You have students. They all have different expectations and different needs. As an administrator, how do you work to seize opportunities and balance all those different competing demands?
Well, I think, you know, just trying to do right by people, take care of people. The most important thing in this world is he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. It's the people, it's the people, it's the people. Mm-hmm. And I just focus on people. I focus on the things I control that are right in front of me, you know, and focus on those things. There's so much that we can't control, and we spend a lot of time trying to invest in that. And I just invest in the people around me and what's right in front of us, and invest in doing what we do great on an everyday basis. You know, I believe if we teach on fire and we provide great instruction, we focus on literacy each and every day, great things can happen and come from there. And, you know, I think if you have strong literacy programs and math programs in your building, and kids are reading and writing and doing math every day, there's nothing you can't overcome. There's nothing you can't achieve. And when you stay focused on those things, great things happen. You know, just the laser focus on what the needs are for the folks right in front of you.
This notion of, you know, I can control this conversation between you and I can make that a positive interaction. And then I can go into my next interaction and make sure I make that a positive interaction. And once you do that, there's a building snowball effect, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think it's contagious, you know. I think love and kindness and respect and working together are contagious when done right. And you know, you just focus on, there's no greater gift than the gift of giving and lifting people up. And I think when you, you know, being a great leader is not leading from necessarily always leading from out front, but walking alongside. And being humble in that process and being available and being a listener and a contributor. And it's not about me. It's not about me saying this is how we shall do it. It's about this is how we should all think about doing it together. And what's your part of that? You know, how do you contribute to that? And what's your voice in that? And how do you have voice in that? And amplifying that joint unity for voice along the way.
And you talk about, you know, being alongside students on a learning journey. And obviously, you're also helping lead staff and teachers along a journey as well, whatever that is, to meet your outcomes. You also give presentations like you will at our convention as a way to inspire the journey of many, many other teachers. You talk about teaching on fire and bringing this laser focus. So when you show up to talk with teachers at a convention like ours, what's stoking the flame inside of you, and what do you want to convey?
You know, I never want to forget that I'm still a teacher, even as a leader, even as a principal, I'm still a teacher today. And, you know, just remembering and valuing our educators, valuing the work they do each and every day, the things that they overcome, the hurdles they overcome, the heart, the work they put in, the sweat, the tears they put into their work each and every day. I want to come and bring it on fire so that they feel valued and thanked, and that they feel like heard and seen. You know, I see you, I hear you, and I love on you, you know. And I just, you know, it's so important, especially in times like today, that, you know, we thank our teachers and acknowledge and respect the work that they've put in and done. You know, what they've managed to achieve here in the last 12 months. It's hard to believe that, you know, we've been dealing with a historic pandemic for almost a year now. It's unprecedented, you know, and our educators are right on the front line of that, doing amazing work, pivoting on a dime. You know, everything that we've known, or every way that we've taught, you know, we've pivoted, and teachers have picked up that baton and run, you know, and they've learned and they've grown. And so I want to inspire them and thank them and value them and make sure they feel heard and appreciated, because that's really important right now.
And I guess it also makes a difference too, because you could see an administrator who acknowledges these needs, these competing demands, all these different things that get put on their plate. But it's probably different when a teacher or a student can see that administrator not only recognizes those challenges, but is bringing the kind of attitude that they're asking of others themselves. You know, that Principal Brewer shows up every day and he is just ready to go and he's ready to face each situation as it comes. That's very different than a principal who might say, I know you're going through a lot of struggles. See you at the next meeting.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, being a sitting principal, you know, I'm live in that process. I'm walking right alongside my teachers, you know, like we don't have all the answers, you know. It's amazing what we've been able to figure out and achieve, like I've said, but it's taken a team, and nobody's more important. No one's more important. You know, we inspire, not require, you know, and it's a team effort, and everybody has a voice in that, you know, like everybody has a contributing factor that can help make us better and help, you know. It's unprecedented times and it needs unprecedented solutions sometimes, you know, and out of the box thinking, or maybe it's just in the box thinking. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about the box on the day and what, how I feel about the box and how we can disrupt that box a little. But at the same time, you know, the one thing you can't get away from, we're in the people business, and people have feelings, and people need to feel valued and heard and feel ownership and really truly be more than talk of a stakeholder, but a real participant in stakeholdership, you know, like, so that's really important.
That makes perfect sense. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. So I guess I'll just give you the opportunity. If there's a message you want to get out to someone who might be attending or considering attending, or maybe jumps on into this convention later and decides, oh, there's so much credit I can go get, I'll go watch all these sessions. Somebody attending a professional development conference, what do you want them to come away from that with? You know, if they don't learn anything else.
You know, it's amazing. You guys have over 500 opportunities and sessions coming. I just think it's incredible what you guys are offering. It's going to be an amazing conference. I really, truly hope people tune into me. Even if you've heard me before, tune in again, because you just never know how you'll be impacted by that message that day. And as I've always said, you know, sometimes you might hear stuff from me that day and you're like, what was he saying again? And it might not impact you until maybe a week down the track, a month down the track, 6 months down the track. My goal is that you'll grow both professionally and personally, that you'll walk away feeling a little inspired and had a moment to take a breath and take a step back and just really reflect on how far we've come, how far you've come, and the opportunities in front of you and what the future holds. You know, I really truly believe that the light is coming to the end of the tunnel here, hopefully soon, and we're going to be able to celebrate so much more. And getting together is really an opportunity for us to all network and have some fellowship and come together and be excited about our profession and be ambassadors to the great work that we're doing each and every day. And I just can't wait to share this platform with you. I'm humbled. I'm always appreciative. I don't take it for granted. And I just thank you each and every day that you bring me on board to come and say a few words, you know?
Okay, that's all the time we have with Hamish Brewer, I'm afraid. Well, at least until we see him at our convention. And if you want to learn more about that convention, make sure you are registered. Go to convention.tcea.org. There will be on-demand learning and social events and activities all the way through March 5th. So, if you're not signed up now, make sure you get registered to take advantage of this incredible month of learning. So no homework, but sign up for the convention if you want to get that extra credit and if you want to see Hamish in person live. And of course, we will be back with more convention-centric meetings of the EdTech Club to give you some insights on even more of our speakers. But until then, go enjoy some self-paced learning and professional learning network expansion at the convention, and we'll be back with another meeting before you know it. But until then, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.